and not worry about partying all the time. You see, there's something that goes on in parties, praise God, that will lead to destruction. Let me give you a couple examples. You see, illicit drugs and vast amount of alcohol, praise God, illicit sex, those things are only going to destroy your life and not build your life. Every time I think about the prodigal son, you know what comes across my mind? I say, here's a boy that wanted to have some fun. Praise God. He wanted to party. He was tired of taking his daddy's rule, but I want you to be home at a certain time. Praise God. And he said, Father, amen, I want you to give me my stuff, amen, so I can go on out here and live like everybody else. I'm looking at brother so-and-so, and he allow his child to go out and they could party all night long. You know why I don't allow no child of mine that came up in my house were going to party all night long? Never happened. That was a time they had to be in. Praise God. When they were of a certain age, they were in high school, they were going to be home at 11 o'clock. Unless that was something at school that went past 11. Amen. They weren't going to be out all night long. Praise God. Talking about, well, we can at least stay out until 1. No, there was no 1 o'clock in my house. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, praise God, we have to train these children, praise God, as to what we want them to do in life. Praise God. And if we don't do it, let me tell you something, the streets will certainly do it. And you're not going to like the way the streets going to raise your child. Amen. So there's a dedicated to lives of fun. But praise God, there's one other dedication that people love today. Praise God, they're dedicated their life to the worship of God. And I like that. Hallelujah. I look around this church, praise God, and not only this church, there are other churches, praise God. When I see young people, praise God, who are dedicating their lives to God, amen, I look at these praise dancers when they get up here, amen, they get up here, and not that they're just getting up here just dancing, praise God, I try to tell them, you need to listen to the lyrics of the song that you are dancing to. You need to allow that song to get in the spirit that you have, amen, and if you allow that spirit to get into your spirit, praise God, and you will be able to dance, amen, and people will give you all the applaud that you deserve, amen. So we find that when we make the right choice, praise God, is a time of decisiveness. It's a time of dedication. But one other D I want to talk about, praise God, that when it comes to time of making the right choice, it becomes a time of desecration. You see, it is a tragic that some young folk have desecrated their lives to the extent that they have almost completely destroyed the possibilities, praise God, for living a full and happy life. Amen. I was listening to the news the other day. Amen. And when I see about 4 or 5, y'all may have heard the same thing. 4 or 5 young folk broke into that place and robbed 2 priests or something like that. Amen. I'm talking about folk that's messing up their whole life. I'm talking about a 10-year-old, praise God, girl that was on the news the other day who took a babysitter's daughter, praise God, who were babysitting and took, praise God, I guess the baby was crying too much. And this 10-year-old girl, praise God, took this little baby and just strangled this baby to death. Praise God. That was on the news Friday. Amen. And have destroyed her life. Amen. Amen. So I'm fine when we start talking about that degradation, praise God, I look at the young folks today. They got everything pierced that can be pierced. Praise God, they got tattoos everywhere that they can put a tattoo. Amen. Don't you know that you're not supposed to defile this body? Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Praise God, and you don't shouldn't have your body all tattooed up, all pierced up, all up. Whoop!
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
and it's breaking.
Well, praise the Lord, saints of God. This is Pastor Charles Simon of New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries of Alexandria, Louisiana. And at this time, 4521 Lee Street Extension, right off of MacArthur Drive. At New Life Christian Fellowship Ministries, you will experience a place where the Word of God is taught and preached. The power of the Holy Spirit is leading and moving according to His own agenda. The gifts of the Spirit are being displayed, and soul winning is the priority. If you're looking for praise and worship, healing and deliverance, singing and shouting, come on down and see God in action. Our service times are Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., morning service at 11 o'clock a.m., and Bible study at 6:45 p.m. every Wednesday night. Now stay tuned for a service already in progress. Praise the Lord, saints, and be ye encouraged.
God, we thank you and we praise you again for another opportunity to be in this place and have an opportunity to be with you, God, and the Holy Spirit who is here to orchestrate everything that we shall do. Nothing of myself, Lord, but all of you. I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for the word from Paul who said, absent from this body means that I'm present with you. I thank you, Lord, that there is a judgment seat for those of us who are saved, and there is a great white throne judgment for those who are lost. I thank you for your word, God, that has allowed us to understand from Daniel 12 and John 5 that every grave shall open up and we shall spend eternity somewhere. I thank you for that. But today, God, I thank you for a word that you have called us to commitment to the kingdom of God, to do the work of the kingdom. The mission on this earth is to bring men to Jesus Christ, bring them unto salvation. So I thank you for the word from Paul who said in Romans 1 and 16 that the word of God says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jew first and then to the Gentiles. Whosoever believeth in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. So we thank you for another opportunity just to talk about commitment. In other words, God, you're saying to us, and I thank you for it, that there are no excuses. There is no excuse for our excuses, but you are looking and seeking those who are true worshipers in the body of Christ. God, I thank you for the word that you have given us the previous 2 days as it relates to this topic, where you have seen fit for us to look, God, look into the word of God to know what your mind is and what your request is, what your requirements are, that we will know. And you said in the book in Romans 1 and the 20th verse, said you have brought invisible things into visibility, that we will know about your power and understand the Godhead. You brought it into visibility, so God, we thank you. And at the end of that 20th verse, in the first chapter of Romans, you said, then we are without excuses because you have brought everything to light. Then you said, God, in Romans 2 and 1, you said to us that we had no excuse. O thou inexcusable, inexcusable man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same thing. But that's not why we're here. It's not about judging. The fact is that God has made everything clear to us in His Word. He wrote this word, revelated word from God. God Himself wrote the book. The Holy Spirit orchestrated the writing in holy men, according to Peter 1, 20 and 21. That's how God did it. This word of God is not from of old days of anybody who just wrote it. It's not of any man's interpretation. It's not about anybody's opinion. This is the word of God, inerrant word of God, without mixture, God has said. So I want to thank God for this day. When I don't know where else to go, I can go to the word of God. Some things in psychology today won't apply, did not apply years ago, but the word of God has applied throughout all generations, ever since time came into being, fell out of eternity, that we have a word from God until the end, till the rapture, till the church of God has been delivered, carried back to heaven, then time shall be no more. You won't have a birthday in heaven. Well, I'm not going to get into that, but I need you to know, God, I need the present
of your Holy Spirit, that I will do nothing of myself, just what you want me to do on this day. Because I know, God,
that this is about deliverance of your people, delivered from false teachers, deliverance, come on, from their sins, deliverance in their situation, that somebody would be able to boldly proclaim that I can do all things, Philippians. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That somebody can be proclaim, God, that I am truly what? A conqueror. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ. I don't know who you are conquering through, but if it's not through Christ, then you are under the wrong leadership. It's all in Christ Jesus. If I think of nothing else but Jesus Christ in my life, I am going to be victorious. Well, amen. So then, God wants me to share. Let's see what God can do today, what God wants to do today, because last time we were here, I didn't even get into the lesson that I thought God wanted, but he delivered somebody in Radio Land on that last broadcast, and he's going to deliver today. The Holy Spirit knoweth what you need, and not only that, but he knows what you want. But I stop by to let you know that God is in the business of delivering his people. This airtime is not just because Pastor Simon wanted to be here. Pastor Simon has attempted to get off the radio, but praise be unto God that he shook me in such a way that I began to fall on my knees and say, Lord, forgive me for even thinking about something that you ordained. And so, God, I praise you. I thank you, God, for the letters that I've received, the calls that I have received. I thank you for it, God. And I thank you that all of us, everybody need a word of encouragement every now and then. Well, praise the Lord. This is about God. This is about God. So he says to us, we have no excuse. The last two times we were here, we were in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, and I read the first two verses, 10 and 11 and 12. But what I need you to understand, God is saying again, remember, we are without excuse because God has brought it to light. And that light is enough to light up the whole world. God's eyes, come on, 2 Chronicles 16:9. God's eyes are in every place at the same time. And his eyes, he's moving through the earth to be strong for us. The whole earth, come on, God through the whole earth. In that 2 Chronicles and the 16th chapter, Hananiah has come, the seer has come to Asa to let him know that God is displeased with what he's doing. And when he brings the word, he says in the 9th verse of the 16th chapter of 2 Chronicles, he says, the reason, King Asa of Judah, the reason I want you to know this, come on, God won't leave you in the dark. He says, I need you to know what God has said. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself. Oh, somebody need to get it. God wants to get the glory. He's going to get the glory. I don't care who you are, whether you're lifted up in pride. He says, I shall bring you low. And then when I elevate you in due season, just because you're down, baby, doesn't mean that you're going to stay down. If you're with God now, if you have Jesus as your Savior, and you have yielded your members to the work of the Holy Spirit, you can't lose with what you're using. Well, amen. So he says, I want to show myself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Whose heart, whoever is loyal to the Lord, whoever has matured in the word of God, God says, that's what I will do. Then he says, here therefore you have done foolishly. He's talking to King Asa now, the king, one whom God had chosen to rule over his people, to minister with his people. And he says to him, say, look, just because you're a king, come on somebody, just because you're leading the song in the choir, just because you have the largest church in town, just because, come on somebody, just because you can sing so melodious, nobody else can touch you, God says, look, I have a word for you. And he told him, say, look, I need you to know, he called him a fool. He says, foolishness on your part. And then he says, therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. There shall be wars in your life. Sometimes we're trying to figure out what went wrong, Lord. What went wrong? Well, come on. He says, those who observe and to do, they are the ones whom I shall elevate.
They are the ones whom I shall deliver. I'm telling you today, God brought me here to let you know you need to have God on your side. God says, I have put my word in you. And I need you to know that in the midst of whatever you're going through, God has made some promises to us. He has allowed us to know. Remember.